Hey, baby. Do you know what day it is? It's our 1 year anniversary. This is the exact day 1 year ago that we met. I look back and think about how much my life has changed in just 1 year. I mean, at that time, I was just a young girl who'd just been kicked out of an abusive home and was wandering the streets of town all by myself. I had nothing to keep me company except for my cart full of possessions and the clothes on my back. I remember that it was raining. It was almost snow. It was so cold. And I hadn't eaten for days, if not longer. I'd been begging for money on the street, asking for strangers to help me out, sucking at my fingertips, just trying to get something in my stomach so that my hunger pains would stop. That the people would just be saying to me things like, get a job, or you're just gonna spend it all on booze. I was so desperate, I probably would have sucked a few cocks or had sex with a stranger for some food, but who wants to have sex with some dirty, smelly homeless girl? I'd had enough of life at that point, and I decided it was time to end it all. There was no way I could go on living like that. I thought that killing myself was the only foreseeable way out this time, so I pushed my cart full of junk to the bridge downtown. I really don't even know why I bothered bringing my shopping cart with me. And why I didn't just walk to the bridge, since I didn't have any need for all the junk in there anyway. That was what I was planning on doing. I think it was just because I felt a connection to those items. Everything in that cart was everything that I had left. Everything I owned. All my worldly possessions were in that cart. I think that I just wanted to be close to them. To something when I did kill myself. So I pushed my cart in the sleet all by myself until I reached the bridge. There were so many cars out because it was late at night and everyone was trying to get home, probably to be with their families. It was Christmas Eve after all. I got up on that ledge and I looked down. I've been scared of heights all my life, but I remember thinking at that time that it didn't really matter, because it was all going to be over soon. I closed my eyes and was about to lean over the edge. I could never be brave enough to actually jump. And then that's when I heard your voice call out to me, and you said, "Stop! Don't do it! Someone cares about you!" It was your voice. I stopped and turned around. And the only reason that I did is because I was so shocked that someone else was on the bridge with me. There was also something in your voice that made me want to find out who said it. And I saw you walking towards me, your car in the middle of the road, lights on, driver's side door open. And all I could do was snap back, "Why do you care, mister?" And you told me that you were lonely, and that you were thinking about killing yourself too. You said you wanted to spend the night with me, and that we could just part ways in the morning. You told me that you didn't want to have sex, you only wanted to have someone to talk to. You took my hand and led me down to that bridge. You looked at my things in the cart, and then told me that I wouldn't need them where I was going. When we got to your place, I was still wet from the rain, so you told me to take a hot shower and gave me some of your clothes to wear. I hadn't bathed in God knows how long, and it felt so good to finally get some shampoo in my hair, wash my body with real soap. I probably looked so silly in your shirt and pants, but I didn't care. I looked at myself in the mirror and couldn't help but think that I hadn't looked that good in a while. Simply because of the fact that I was finally clean. I came out of the bathroom and you had Christmas dinner on the table. I remember I asked you where you found a roast turkey on such short notice, but you said that you'd already had it in the oven and you were just gonna eat it by yourself. You apologized for the canned cranberry sauce and the instant gravy, but I didn't care. It was a hot meal. A beautiful, hot meal. And I hadn't had one of those in forever. I must have looked like such a total pig eating it so quickly. But it was the best meal that I've ever had. You didn't even eat much during that. You just told me stories while I eat. And that night, you held me while I slept. And in the morning, you gave me some money for clothes and told me that I could stay there until I found something more permanent. And then the next week, you told me that you found a job interview for me. I remember I was so nervous. And I did pretty badly at the interview, but somehow I got the job. And when I asked why I got the job, they said that I was the only one who applied. And soon I had enough money to rent an apartment, and I moved out of your place, but I couldn't help coming over. And you kept coming over to me to see how I was doing. And we started to date after that, and eventually I found a better job, and now we're officially boyfriend and girlfriend. When things started going well for me, I thought it was all just a coincidence. Things were finally turning up. I thought there must have been some guardian angel looking out for me that night when you found me. It was all so coincidental that my life turned around so drastically in that short amount of time. But I know better now. Now I know the truth. That night when you found me, you weren't gonna kill yourself. You were going to your parents' place for Christmas. I could smell the turkey in your car as we drove over to your place. I thought I was just delirious with hunger, but now I know that it was because you had turkey in the back seat and you were on your way to have dinner with them. You gave up Christmas dinner with your family so that you could give a starving girl you didn't even know a hot meal. I thought I was lucky that I got that job because no one applied, but now I know. Back in November, seeing all those applications on the table in the interview room, now I know that was your friend and you told him to hire me. You know that he didn't want an inexperienced girl like me, so you had to offer him your amazing Spider-Man number one comic book. I know, because I saw the email. It was your favorite comic, and you gave it up so that I could have a job. When I look back, it was really you on the bridge that night that turned my life around. If you hadn't seen me on that ledge and gotten out to save me, and that's what you've done, you've saved me. But if you hadn't, I wouldn't be here today. So, you've helped me so much that now I have a job that I love at the university where I'm doing something that I've always wanted to do. My life couldn't be any better at this moment. When I said that I probably had a guardian angel looking out for me, I do. That angel is you. You've been looking out for me all this time. And you've asked for nothing. Nothing in return. Girls, they look for a guy like you their whole lives and never find him. I don't know what I've done to deserve you. Perhaps it's because I had a bad few years and my number finally came up. Maybe it's because I was good in a past life. Whatever it is, I am truly blessed to have you in my life. I never want this to end. So, what I've been trying to say this whole time is on this day, our 1 year anniversary, will you give me the honor of being Mrs. Guardian Angel? Will you be my husband? Now, before you give me your answer, go on and look at your desk. Yep. That's a mint condition copy of Amazing Spider-Man number 1. So, what do you say? Will you marry me? Please. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you.